This story is read by George Vane Thompson, Private George Ford, service number 3574 of the 6th Battalion of the Black Watch. George was born in Ross Farm, Errol, on the 15th of January 1897 to Robert and Jesse Ford, who had married in Scone in 1896. In 1898, when George was just 1 year old, his mother died, aged 24. George went to live with his maternal grandparents at Lethenley Cottage, Scone. His grandfather was a farm servant. In 1901, George's father was employed as a ploughman and living at Bertha Bothy in Redgotham, along with four other ploughmen, a cattleman and a shepherd. By 1911, George and his grandparents moved to Burnside, Scone. George was working as a farm labourer and his grandfather was a dairyman. George worked on various farms in the area as labourer or ploughman until he enlisted in the army in June 1915. He joined the 6th Battalion Black Watch, and after completing his training he sent to France in early 1916. During the first few months of 1916, the 6th Battalion was in the Maricourt area of France before taking over the famous labyrinth north of Arras. The labyrinth was a huge system of tunnels dug beneath the German lines in preparation for an assault launched in April 1917. George Battalion was in the line for 4 months, with only 3 periods of rest for 6 days each. These short spells were spent in Morel and Bray, both of which under constant shell fire. The battalion finally left the labyrinth on 6th of July 1916. By the 20th of July 1916, they had arrived at Maricourt in the following afternoon, marched to Mametz Wood, where they were put in reserve. They spent 4 days here, and the battalion suffered some casualties from high explosives and gas shells. During these days, they were kept busy providing numerous working parties. The 6th Battalion moved into the area of Vincennes-le-Grand, where over 50 men were killed and wounded from shell shock fire. They often underwent hours of continuous bombardment, during which the men were buried by showers, earth and debris. 4 days were spent here until on the morning of Sunday, 30 July 1916. Orders were issued to the battalion to take part in its first definite attack. The assault was to be made against Highwood at 5:30 p.m. the same day. Following is an extract from the war diaries of 6th Battalion, the Black Watch, Highwood, 3716, 6:10 p.m. Battalion attacked the enemy's line running southeast from Highwood, C Company, Captain Halley, on right, D Company, Captain Innes, on left was A Company, Captain Milligan, in support, and B Company, Captain Hale, in local reserve. Left of D Company rested on the east edge of Highwood in touch with 7th Black Watch, who were attacking northwards through the wood. 5th Gordons advanced on our right, C and D Companies, supported by A Company, well forward to within 25 or 30 yards of enemy trench under heavy shell fire and blood machine gun fire. Finding that the 7th Black Watch on the left was held up in the wood, they dug themselves in and held the ground till daybreak when they were ordered to retire to the original front line. Casualties, 3 officers killed, 5 wounded, 2 missing, other ranks, 250 killed, wounded and missing, numbers not yet available. George Ford died on 30th July 1916 during the assault on Highwood. He was originally buried in an underground grave. However, his body was later moved and now buried in Caterpillar Valley British Cemetery, Longueval, Plot 9, Row C, Grave 1. The graves of more than 5,500 officers and men were brought into cemeteries from other small cemeteries in the battlefield of the Somme. George was 19 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.